Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society, about the report that a Russian flotilla, warships, surface ships, and submarine, headed into the Caribbean to make a port call at Havana, probably to touch along the Venezuela coast and perhaps also touch in the Nicaragua coast. These are the bad actors, along with their other names to bring up here. Bad actors in the Americas that are linked to Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, the axis of resistance, so-called, in Europe and in Asia. Joseph makes a very clear case here about what this Russian flotilla could be the predicate for into the future. Has to do with Guyana, also has to do with the South Atlantic. Joseph Umar, Secure Free Society, the Russian flotilla headed to Havana. More of this later.
No, I think, John, that's exactly it. I think this has a lot to do with Guyana. In fact, the first time I ever heard about these Russian ships potentially coming to the Caribbean was way before it was reported by the news. I actually heard this more than a month ago, and it was related to things that were happening in Guyana and in its border dispute with Venezuela. So let me first begin to kind of debunk some of the myths and talking points that have been floating around since last week it was announced that these Russian naval vessels are coming to Cuba. The first is that many people, especially the White House itself, are downplaying this as kind of to say there's no threat here, because even though they're nuclear-powered submarine that's accompanying these three Russian warships, they say that there's not going to be any nuclear armament and that there's nothing to worry here. And they kind of point to the fact that in previous years, prior to the pandemic, Russia has done naval exercises with Cuba in the Caribbean. They would also send a nuclear bomber, a Tu-160, to Venezuela and to Latin America probably every 5 years, since all the way going back to 2008. So they would use that as a precedent to say, well, Russia did this before. There's nothing really to worry about. If it wasn't for the Ukraine war, no one would really care. I think that's a dangerous miscalculation, because the threat specifically is the normalization of this activity, the normalization of Russian warships coming to the Caribbean and holding naval exercises with autocratic partners, which are enemies of the United States, Cuba and Venezuela. That itself is a problem. That itself is a threat, because we're normalizing something that could potentially turn into a redux of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And then the second narrative that I'm hearing quite a bit since this was announced is that this is simply a response for what's happening in Ukraine and in U.S. exercises that they do along the Baltic Sea, and this is just a tit-for-tat response. I don't believe this is. I think this is something that's been calculated many, many, many years ago. They have been working on this, and it's not just Russia. It's Iran. It's China. It's kind of this multipolar autocratic alliance that's looking to normalize military presence, permanent presence in the Caribbean. Now, how does this tie to the Guyana conflict? Well, the Guyana conflict is the catalyst to be able to normalize these types of activities, because the way the conflict can unfold, which will be primarily in the maritime domain, because despite what Maduro says, the land border of Venezuela and Guyana really isn't anything that they care about. They really only care about the maritime border. And in order to do that, they've developed the same capabilities that the Houthis have in Yemen to destabilize shipping lanes from the Atlantic into the Caribbean. So that sort of destabilization and conflict will be the pretext to be able to invite more Russian, Iranian, and Chinese warships into the Caribbean for under the argument that Venezuela would make that they're trying to stabilize the conflict.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.